Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What do I think? What dreams do I have? What desires do I have? What do I think? What is it that makes me feel very happy? What is it that makes me feel very glad? I'm oftentimes working with students, and that seems to be my way of life, and that's a joy for me. And as I work with these students, they tell me they would love to be able to dream. They would love to be able to sleep and have wonderful dreams. But the trouble is they don't go to sleep. They have to take sleeping pills. They have to take a warm cup of milk and some honey before they go to bed. They have to do all sorts of wonderful things. Well, the reason that you can't sleep, or that anyone cannot sleep, is that you have things on your mind that disturb you. You have things on your mind that disturb you and keep you from sleeping. They want you to give your attention to it all night long and all day long. And anything that possesses us needs to be taken care of. Anything that possesses us, we need to be in charge of it. So, in the illustration of needing to sleep or wanting to sleep and not being able to fall asleep, rolling and tossing and turning all night long, how do we handle such a situation? How do we handle such a situation? Well, what it merely means is that we have a lot of unsolved activities in our life that we have worried about, or we do worry about, and we allow them to take our attention. Now, many times we look at other people and we see what they're doing and we say to ourselves, oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's not a nice thing to do. That's not where I'm coming from. And then we listen to the news reports on the radio and the television and in the newspaper. And we see all the terrible things that are done all over the world, and we say, oh, how terrible. And we keep reiterating these things into our thinking, into our mind. Now, it's not that we're a worrywart for those things. It's not that we are allowing them to be something that we feel worried about, that we have to take care of. What we are doing is that we are creating for ourselves a world that is less than perfect. We're creating for ourselves, by our thought, a world that is not what we desire to be. And every time we speak these words, we enunciate these words, we say these words clearly and distinctly, we are putting a cause in motion in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, in our being, that is going to play itself out. You know how they oftentimes say, I can't get that tune out of my head. Years ago, we'd go to the theater and we'd see movies like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And on the way home from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, seeing it only once, we'd be singing these songs because they were so happy and they were so joyous and they were something that just tickled our heart. We couldn't get them out of our mind. And we'd sing them and we'd play them and we'd talk about them and we'd listen to them, and whenever we'd hear them on the radio, we'd be so excited about it. Well, little by little, those things are there. Now, when you are older, when you are in your 80s and you think back of things that you did in your 20s and 30s, it's just as though you were right there. Think of going to the theater and seeing Snow White. Think of going to the theater and seeing Mickey Mouse. Going to the theater and seeing various movies that turned you on or turned you off. And they're right there, right now, in your mind. Right here, right now, in your mind. No matter what it is. And sometimes there are things that we think, my gosh, what a dumb thing to think about. And lo and behold, it controls our thinking, controls our life, controls our sleeping. And we are irritated, and we were upset. Now, you say, well, those things are planted in our long-term memory, and there's no way we can get them out. There's no way we can get around them. And that's true. They are planted there in our long-term memory. They're planted in our computer, and there's no way we can get them out. However, it is a matter of our choice of what it is that we're going to think about. When you hear a fire engine, if your first thought is, oh, there's a fire, oh, there's a tragedy somewhere, then that's what you're going to be thinking. Now, you can change your thought and say, oh, some woman's going to have a baby, and the fire engine is coming there to be helpful, or this or that, or the paramedics, or whatever terminology you want to use. Oh, they're having a burn in the field, and they want to make control of that burn, and they want to cover this area or that area. Make it into a positive statement. And as you make it into a positive, you may not believe it the first time or second time you say it, but as you persist in saying it, as you persist in finding a positive reason for whatever you're thinking about, a positive reason for the siren, a positive reason for the sun, a positive reason for the stars, the moon, the earth, a positive reason for ecology, a positive reason for Greenpeace and all these other things that are going on. Get positive reasons. And with positive reasons, then these things stop having the old haunt, stop having the old idea that they are negative, and start having the new idea that these are something beautiful and something good. Nature chases man away in the fishing grounds because man overfishes the fishing grounds. And then it becomes an off-limits, or because it's not no fish, it becomes off-limits, and also because the nations of the world decide, hey, leave that area alone. And within a very short time, that area repopulates itself. Oh, it perhaps goes through the cycle of certain types of fish taking care of other types of fish until finally the fish that we are familiar with being there are there. But it works itself out. It works itself out because it's no longer there to be mistreated. Now, the memories that we have long-term in our mind are no longer really realities for us to be treating with. The things that happened, those long-term memories long ago, are no longer persistent, are no longer consistent with what we're doing today. And today we have a whole new attitude of life. Today we have a whole new series of things that we are working on and things that are important to us. And so as we have these whole new series, we are building up a whole new series of long-term memory. And these long-term memories, they are going to be there, available to us, and we can flip past the other memories we don't want, and we can take the memories we do want. Oh yes, you remember how something was, and then how it's different today. Well, are you going to live today, or are you going to live yesterday? Live today in the now. First person, present tense, positive. Live today in the now. Live in this activity, in this life, in this memory, and let go of the past. Let our thoughts be upon what we would like to experience. And what would you like to experience? What would I like to experience? What dreams do we have? What imagination do we have? Dwell on those. But that's Pollyanna. That's not real. That's right. At the moment, it's not real. At the moment, it's not expressed. At the moment, it is not revealed. But as we keep giving them our attention, as we keep giving them our attention, little by little, we'll find that our attention is the key that opens the door to all of those dreams and desires that we have, all those thoughts. Because the more we think about it, the more we empower it, and the more it is empowered to be expressed in our life, because it does exist. It always will exist. And it's only up to us to draw it forth into our experience by our thinking about it. We don't draw it forth, we reveal it. Draw it forth in our thoughts, we reveal it. Draw it forth in our experience, we reveal it. The reason that I dwell upon this draw it forth and reveal is it's a new concept for many of us. And the new concept tells us that we look at the world as a revealed thing. It is a revelation. It is already there. We merely need or desire to open our eyes and see that it is already there. And once I do that, I no longer need to dwell upon those things that are impossible, those things that seem impossible to bring about in my life. And I can let go of the past, and once again, I can have the sleep of a child. A child lives for the now, and when a child falls off to sleep, he lets everything go, everything go. And he has virtually no dreams except the dreams of imagination and expectation. Not the dreams of inhibition, but the dreams of expectation. Today, open your mind to that, as I am with mine. And I am experiencing this so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so fantastically, that life is a joy now and forevermore. Let your instant illumination be with mine, and let your thoughts be your reality now, for truly they are. I love you. I love you. I love you.